Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your hosts, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and John Robinson, a.k.a. the Dark Knight, Mr. DSP, J. Rob the Wise Son. What's good with you, bro?
What is happening, Van Meadows?
Bruh,
see you bringing that LSP in the building. The ladies talking about you biting your lip and doing all that stuff you do with the big daddy. Yo, it's good to be next to you. The co-pilot. What's up, man?
Oh, man. I don't know what you're talking about, bro. I don't know what you're talking about, man. It's just promos and videos, man. I don't know what you're talking about. But hey, man, it's great to be in the studio, in the building with you, my brother, man. Been chomping at the bit ever since we came up with this show, man. Oh my god.
That red light special thing. I mean, listen, if you of a certain age, you understand what tonight is about. And if you not of a certain age, you might want to stand next to somebody of a certain age. And like Grandpa used to say, sit down and let me teach you something to call a couple of ticks. Because tonight on the Get Down, we got something special. Ooh, Van, are they ready? Ooh, are they ready, Van?
Listen, Jay, they ain't got no choice but to be ready, to be honest. You know, I mean,
y'all need to
they
stay
here now.
So you ain't got to get ready. Yeah. They need to stay ready, so they don't have to get ready.
They're here now. You know,
They're here now.
You know. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's show is brought to you by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw?
Raw.
I got mine.
I got
you
mine.
You got yours?
They need to get theirs.
Without question.
I'm just saying.
Let's give a shout out, man, to our CEO of Epiphany Radio, but also the CEO of Raw Links, where you can get your finest gems and jewels handcrafted, handmade. Man, listen, with healing properties, no less. So, Jay.
Yes, sir.
You know who that dude be?
Come on now. You know who that is? I
Arthur
know who
Larry
he is.
Maddox,
I don't...
A.K.A. For Real, the Poet Douglas, y'all. Hey, man, listen, why don't y'all hit him up if you know him? You know, just hit him up in his inbox. Just say thank you for Epiphany Radio, man, because this man has worked tirelessly to keep Epiphany Radio going. So it takes work, man. Just make sure y'all hit the brother up and just say thank you. That's all. Just say thank you. It's cool.
Stop playing.
But if you're listening online, and you desire to join us and get down and help us get on down with this red light special tonight, the number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, when you get here, please press 1. If you're already here, don't be shy. Press 1. Let's get on down, man. Let's have a good time. So, J-Rob, let everybody know.
Yes, sir.
What we doing tonight, man? Can you let the people know what we doing tonight?
Listen, Van, you already let the cat out the bag with that TLC joint.
Red light special. Yeah.
Tonight is the Get Down's red light special of sensual poetry.
Yes.
Now, hopefully some of y'all know the difference between sensual and erotic. Tonight,
and
we're going sensual.
And don't leave out pornographic.
Not pornographic.
That's that.
Nah, we ain't going pornographic tonight.
That's that extremely nasty stuff that some of y'all need a cold shower for. That.
Tonight. Remember, Van, back in the day when you could catch a girl and ask a woman, "Can I have this dance?" And they used to play slow jams at the party, and y'all could dance a little bit. You could say some fly shit in her ear. Like, damn, I've been looking at you all night. Took a whole lot to come over here. I'm so glad you said yes. And then just go from there, you know?
And then you hold her, and then you hold her up. You hold her all close. You hugging up on her, and you place your hands down her lower back, and she tell you, don't you grab my behind.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you do it.
Mm-mm.
And you do it
Move
anyway.
Your hand.
And you do it anyway. You do it anyway because the music is just so right. The conversation is so right. The energy is so right. And, you exchange that body heat.
Betty and Van, remember back in the day when she would say, don't do that. And then you dance a little bit longer, and you look at her, you put your hand in anyway, and she roll her eyes and smile like, I hate you.
Yeah.
It make it a good night anyway. And then someone was smart enough to turn that red light on. And then usually it used to be that Always and Forever song. And then it would take other songs into it. But Always and Forever would always start it
always
off.
Always and Forever. It always, always. You'd be like, Always and Forever. Each moment with you.
Go on, Van.
It's just like a dream to me.
I got my light in the air.
Come on. Man, listen, y'all don't know.
Woohoo.
Man, y'all don't know.
Yeah, come on now.
Come on, bro.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
So,
days,
tonight
man.
Is
those
that kind of a
days.
Night.
It's that kind
yeah,
of night.
Man.
It's that kind of night.
Tonight's that kind of night. We bring in that red light special. Down a couple of months from now, we're going to go blue light, like Prince used to sing about. But tonight is that red light special. And we want to hear how sensuous you can make it without being erotic.
Yeah.
Who knows, Van? Somebody might surprise us. All me and Van ask is that you be sensuous, respect the mic, bring your talent. Bring your poetry, and let's get on down. It's Thursday night, y'all. You sitting with me in Van. What else could be better on a Thursday night besides cutting off the radio and getting on down with the one you love? You dig? So what's going on, Van? I do have a question for you. Since we came up with this topic, I was absolutely curious. Absolutely curious as to what you might come up with, because you're an incredibly creative cat, and I'm really curious, well, what is Van going to come up with this week for this topic? Last week you did me some justice, and I was like, that was dope.
Thank you, bro.
That was dope.
I
need to hear what you possibly came up with for tonight. So I'm going to step back for a hot second, because this is my brother. And I'm going to let my brother serenade y'all poetically. And I want you, Van, to do me a favor, man. Take this microphone in hand and go ahead and get on down.
Thank you, bro. Ladies, I want you to close your eyes. Pretend we're in that red light basement. And we're just holding each other. And we're just holding each other, swaying back and forth. And I say something like this. I have never met a woman who can kiss my heart. Her lips so sensually gloss did their part. She reached beyond my layers of flesh and tissue and reminded me of an important issue, that her lips and kisses are nothing to play with. Passion so symmetrical. She used her tongue to massage each aortic ventricle like an organ surgeon. She made sure all my doubts and fears were off and not on. The touch of her kiss reached into the depth of my soul, that my French kisses were losing total control, because my heart was being made love to by just her lips. I thought her fingertips, proving a point of their worth, but her touch is so unique in all the earth, shattered my feelings to the core. My sense of sight was clouded before, but these kisses upon my heart has me yearning for more. The sound of her love kiss moving through my body like a free-flowing river. I smell love radiating throughout my heart's nasal passages, reminding me over and over again I can't escape her soul kiss packages. It's not a peck my heart can simply just taste. My organic taste buds are telling me to own the heart's position as she continues to kiss without haste. The finality of her juicy lips on my heart is how she was able to touch a part of me that I thought died and that so much was lost and I no longer could be awakened, especially by some mythically charged arrow. So her lips would lend and I'd borrow this passionately, this sensually heart's kiss. I pray I'd never again miss. And that's that piece.
Bro, there's so many gems in this piece. You got a lot of gems in this piece. Bro, I got a confession. You got a couple of joints that I really have to snatch a couple of lines from, and this is one of them, bro. My sense of sight was clouded before, but these kisses upon my heart has me yearning for more. The sound of her love, kiss moving through my body like a free-flowing river, and I smell love radiating through my heart's nasal passages. Through my heart's nasal passages? Who says that? That one stanza got me captured, bro. Ooh-wee.
Thank you, my brother.
When you do that, that's that ooh-wee poetry. That's that
But to me, man, one of the most sensuous things that you can have is a really good kiss.
Come on now. Oh. Listen, bruh. You ain't ever lie, because when you have a partner that can really kiss,
Y'all look forward to kissing
a whole lot of things. And then she tells her friends.
Right.
They're like, really? He's like that? They're like, girl.
Right. And it's a different kind of kiss when she used her lips to kiss your heart, bro.
Anybody else out there, did y'all know that your heart has pheromones and nasal passages? Are y'all really ready for tonight? Are y'all ready for tonight?
I hope they ready, bro. But listen. Enough about me. As much as I enjoy my poetry, bro, I enjoy yours a whole lot more, man. My brother, I know you locked and loaded, man. So, J-Rob, go ahead and get on down.
My pleasure. This piece is entitled Dark Nights and Red Lights. Let me say words to you that may never be said again, and I hope that they find a way to your heart again. Would you please allow me an opportunity to be something more than just a mere fling, a fly-by-night of something just to do when there are things about me that beckons just to be close to you? Here, come over here. Take one of my earplugs and let's listen to the harmonious plucked strings of broken harps that changes the intended sound of its initial intent of musical bliss, but now sounds so much better like this. As we speak words in sheer silence, but our steps are in unison. One slow dance at a time, one kiss at a time, one magical moment and a magical note at a time, one beat at a time, line by line, girl, you are all mine. Please, will you be mine? Can I have you after tonight, if that's fine? As I begin to whisper soft words of what you do to me and how you make me feel. As you smile with closed eyes delight because you love the growing bulge, and rather than indulge, you accept the offer of potential of something this big that might bring with more slow pelvic grinds in tune with the music we both enjoy. As your perfume and my cologne entices us more pheromoniously. As we begin to dance in a pattern unbeknownst to us that turns out to be ritualistic shapes carved out to resemble ancient lovers that softly strum each other's egos until the magic and the music stops and the hours have passed and that warm liquid that drips from your mouth from so much kissing has just been consumed at your jugular as it slowly drips down your neck in the middle of the dance that tilts your head back while we enjoy this dance, listening to all these songs over and over again because tonight is a night that we share with each other, as we enjoy us. And that's the piece.
Yo. Did y'all hear my bro? Did y'all hear my brother? Hold on, man. Because I got some lines in this piece that I love, right? My brother said, here's my lines that I love. As we speak words in sheer silence, but our steps are in unison, one slow dance at a time, one kiss at a time, one musical, magical note at a time, one beat at a time, line by line, you are all mine. Will you be mine? Can I have you? After tonight, if that's fine. Bro.
I'm just saying.
That right there, man. That right there. J-Rob, the wise son, man. You are a beast with your pen, bro. You are a beast.
Thank you. Thank you and thank you and thank you. I'm trying to be a humble servant to the poetry gods, and sometimes it comes out like this. And so I thank you. I thank you for that,
and I'm
hoping the listening audience enjoyed it too.
Man, yes, sir. I know they did, bro. Because you are an amazing writer, bro. A phenomenal poet, man. It's my brother, y'all. Now that we have gone through this thing, gone through us, getting us out the way. I have a need, man, like a junkie has a need. I need to be fed, man, by these poets, man. And tonight, man, I am just so anxious to hear some sensual poetry. I'm talking about that kind of poetry that makes somebody want to fall in love with you because the words you're saying are just so beautiful. Bro, I'm ready to hear that. I'm ready to hear that tonight, man.
Yes, sir.
You ready to hear that tonight, Jay? You ready?
I'm absolutely ready, brother. Are you ready?
Bruh, I'm so ready. So ready. So, first artist on the mic, she happens to be one half of the Love Zone, one half of Poetic Therapy, one fourth of the Soul Cafe. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Pippin Radio's La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Ben, hey, J-Rob. Y'all just cutting up tonight.
That's Ben. That ain't me.
Yeah, that's all, Jay. He did that. That's all him.
That's all Ben.
I just got out of the bathroom. Look, I had to put some cold water on me because y'all just, Lord, beautiful pieces. Beautiful pieces.
See, Ben? See what happened when
I told you, Jay. I told you was going to do this to some people, man. I told you.
Man,
told you.
Y'all know this what happens, y'all do.
This happens all the time with Van
all
acting up.
With J-Rob, not me.
Mm-hmm.
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 Oh,
man,
Jay.
Both of y'all to blame.
Well, welcome. Welcome, La Pearl La Negra, to the red light edition of the Get Down.
Thank you.
Mm.
Yo.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
I was thinking You know, that song by Heatwave was the, I mean, it's not Heatwave, damn.
Yes, it is.
It was, no, it wasn't Heatwave, that was GQ. Wasn't it?
Always and Forever? No,
yeah.
Sweetheart.
That was Heatwave?
Well, it's Heatwave.
Okay, all right. Well, either, whatever. That was like the number one song played in the basement at dollar parties.
Oh,
under the red light. Yes. And we was fighting y'all off. Don't be grabbing our butts. Don't be,
man, anytime, Always and Forever came on. Girl, come here. You know you're getting close to me. What do you mean? You know you're getting close to me. Don't look. Don't give me all that shy stuff. Don't give me all that shy stuff, because you wouldn't be here if you didn't know you was getting close to me. You would not be here. Okay?
You knew it was going to happen when you said yes.
No, which y'all didn't understand, the girls had to warm up to y'all. We had to warm up to y'all. That's why it was a stop. That's at first, and then it was like, boy, you get on my nerves.
Mm-hmm. Like, you going to give me some Kool-Aid, girl, after the dance? I got you. Let me get you this Kool-Aid.
if you got the Kool-Aid.
take your aluminum foil off the quarter water.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Here, girl, let me get that for you.
Yeah.
Yes. That was
all good, though. Look, girl, we done danced together. I done got you this Kool-Aid. You know you're my girl now, right?
We go together.
Mm-hmm.
We go together now. We done danced. I got some Kool-Aid. You know you're my girl.
Yes.
Come on.
And then a month later, they call it quits. You're like, I quit him. He's like, man, I quit her.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Be like,
yeah.
Really?
Oh,
you'll call it
God.
Quits?
Yeah.
Oh man, definitely the memories, y'all. I love this show. Y'all crazy.
I'm just saying.
LaPearl and Negra. In the words of one of my favorite female poets. I hope you brought us something delicious to listen to. So me and my brother are going to step back and let you go ahead and get on down.
All right. Thank you. Now, this, I don't know how sexual this is going to be, but it's a piece. All right, and it's untitled. Y'all know me. In time, you may come to see some of my tears seep through the cracks of old wounds. Not because I haven't healed, because there will always be residue of ruins across my heart. And I know that you'll want to know what they did to hurt me, so you don't step on a landmine. But if you ask me how many heartbreaks I've endured, baby, I lost count. But don't be afraid to open to me. My heart has always been and shall remain a safe place to love. And I will always clear a path for you, because my light brightens when you come into view. Being in your presence is as if time freezes for me. Just for a while long enough, allowing me to be in the pleasure of being held captive in your magnificence. All the while, my heart gleefully greets you in secret. The sight of you is mouth-watering, and it awakens the animalistic craze from deep within. So I close my eyes and inhale, because I swear I can smell you when you're not around. I'm so drawn to you, like the sweetest drug. And yeah, I'm addicted. You know, it is said, where true love's light burns, desire is love's pure flame. Well, I don't just want to experience the extremes of your love. I want to become them. and ride this passion to your heart's content. Open to me and I will face my fear and walk through with all that I am. Open to me and know this is your safe space. And that's it.
You know what, Van?
Go ahead, Jay.
I can imagine old boy got his head in her lap, and she's playing in his hair. And he got his eyes closed, and he takes a look at her, and he's like, baby, what you thinking? And she spits this piece to him while she's rubbing his scalp with those long,
aww,
pretty nails. And he's stuck on stupid, double parked on dumb, because now he's like, damn, my baby is deep.
Oh,
incredible.
Double parked on dumb.
Yeah. You know what makes this piece so sensual, La Perla Negra?
What?
The fact that you solidified it. Baby, you should open up to me because this is a safe space.
That part.
Oh.
That
does make this so sensual. I mean, J-Rob, right. He right. This is a relationship type piece where you massaging his scalp, rubbing his head, hair between your legs, and y'all just having good old-fashioned conversation. And he is just unloading because he recognizes that this is a safe space. And it's okay.
That's right.
Beautiful ink, Danielle. Beautiful ink. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, before we send you one over to the Get Down Dance Floor for you to set the floor ablaze, let everybody know what you got going on, Epiphany Radio Universe.
Okay. What's it? Thursday, Saturday night at 9, I will be in Poetic Therapy co-hosting with Stan the Man Phillips. Now, y'all come on through and relieve some mental stress. There's some healthy conversation and some good open mic poetry. Monday night at 9, I am 1/4 host of the Neo Soul Cafe. Now, I was told that we need to start cutting up again. So we're going to be back to our old shenanigans. We was on good behavior last Monday, but we're going to cut up this Monday. Y'all come through at 9 o'clock. I'm co-hosting with For Real, the poet Douglas, who is the CEO of Epiphany Radio. Essentially, Janice, who does an amazing job on the event page. Y'all give her a holler and check it out. And Poetic. Now, second half of the show is really, really dope because we call it Pick Up Your Pen, and that helps you tap into your creative side. And you got to come up with a piece from these phrases that you're given within the time limit of a song. Okay? And that's Monday night at 9. Wednesday night at 9 p.m., I am in the Love Zone co-hosting with my sexy diva, Miss VIP. Now, I don't have a topic of discussion yet, but y'all know it's going to be something that's going to get your attention. Y'all come on, get caught up in the Love Zone on Wednesday night. Back to you, Lynn.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. All right. Over to the Get Down Dance Floor. La Perla Negra. Take your socks off, baby, baby.
Baby, baby. One love, one
speaking,
mic.
My love, one
speaking
mic.
Of event pages, Van, every slow jam you could have possibly imagined, we about to play those things.
Ooh.
From Hey Love with the Isley Brothers. I mean, Choosy Lover from the Isley Brothers. Yearning for Your Love. Is It a Crime? Hey Lover by LL. A House Is Not a Home from Luther Vandross. Love You Better. Put a Little Umph in It by Jagged Edge. Oh, yeah, we going there, y'all. We going there.
We going there. We going there.
Mm.
We going
there. We going there. We going there.
All right, here we go. Let's go there.
Who do we have next, man?
Man, we got our brother, man, from Let's Talk Poetry, King Atterbury. What's good with you, King?
Hey, what's going on, bro? I'm chilling. Yeah, man. I just had to throw another book in the air for some good energy. You know what I mean? So I'm hoping this weekend everything comes into effect by the birthday. You know what I'm saying? So I'm feeling good right now. You know what I mean? So
Nice.
Everything is in.
Nice. That's what we're talking about, man.
Nice. I can't wait.
Indeed.
What was that?
No, I'm saying we can't wait to hear it and read it, man.
Definitely.
Definitely. It's a little dedication to my grandfather, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I threw it out there.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Can't wait to hear it and can't wait to read it.
Yes, sir.
I'm in the building tonight, though, man. You know? What y'all got going
on? We ain't arguing. Tonight. Tonight, Van, I got to tell him. Tonight, listen, King, tonight is the Get Down Red Light edition, the Slow Jam edition. That not that erotic shit, brother. We going back to taking it central because women want to be romance. They ain't trying to be banged out. Women want to be romance. So we taking it there right now. So, Van, can I ask him, please?
It's your turn, bro. Absolutely, it's your turn, bro.
My man, listen, King, is your piece locked and loaded, brother?
I'm locked and loaded, man.
You ready to give them some of that red light special poetry, brother?
Sure, indeed. I'm gonna try my best, man. No.
Then listen. Then I got no more to say. I'm going to step back with Van, and we're going to let you go ahead and get on down, brothers.
All right, no doubt. This piece is titled Uncharted Territory. Full moments with cashmere conversations, whether we're seeing each other or just simply dating. Clock the challenges of space before the hours fold. Allow a story untold building up a higher goal. My spirit raised certain vibrations free to you. Open doors unexplored with a vernacular view. All seem fine on point without a clue. How about we do what we do while it's fresh and brand new? Smell of fresh fruit, your fragrance is appetizing. As our eyes match each other with the temperature rising. Hands touch, sensual kiss, with no direction. Points of affection is righteous, what a blessing. No expectation on the chill, but feel the thrill. A lot of time to kill without falling downhill. Stamp of approval, what's next is nothing less. She found the poet Joel Washington Atterbury at his best. As I recite words of pleasure, absorbing the energy she display. Soul of this poem is from me to you, part two, King's Ways. King.
You know, Van, I dig King so much, and I'm a selfish dude because this is my man. If this time I would love for him to come back. Well, if he has time, I would love for him to come back and do that piece and do it just a little slower because this piece is dynamic. Oh, he got some gems in this van. He got some gems.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
What say you,
do,
Van,
bro.
Meadows?
I agree, man. We're going to have to slow it down, man. This is the red light special, bro. This is a red light edition. You got to make these ladies lose it, bro.
All right, I'll try to jump back in, man.
We definitely want to hear it again because this is a dynamic piece, bro. And, your energy is off the charts as always, man. But fire, man. Fire, bro.
That piece right there, yeah.
Definitely appreciate that. Well,
good bad boy.
But before we usher you down to the dance floor, man, hey, man, let everybody know what pops off on Tuesday nights.
Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, man. Let's Talk presents the Poetry Corner with Quentin Ford and myself, King Atterbury. You know what I'm saying? So either be there or beware. That's how it's going down this Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what I'm talking about.
Indeed, man. Indeed. All right, brother. Stick around, man, because like we said, man, we want to hear you come back, man, and do this one again, man, for sure.
All right, definitely. I got you.
All right, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down Dance Floor, our good brother King Atterbury. One love, one mic, King.
One love, one mic.
Bro, the way this show is starting, man.
That brother is a true talent.
Yeah, man. All right, let's man.
Who do we have?
Bruh. We got our good brother, man. Listen, the musical talent himself, C-34 Music, y'all. What's good, bro?
Poetic and J-Rob, how are you doing tonight? Good show.
Tonight's a great night, man.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Now, I was trying not to think of this, but, you know, it's okay to have a red light special. But, you know, I think about Red Fox and what he says. You got to wash your ass.
I'm going to hang up on you.
You ain't never lying, man.
There's always one in the crowd. There's always one in the crowd, man.
I'm observant. I can't help it.
There's always one. There's always one.
Oh,
I'm trying not to laugh. I'm trying not to laugh.
Yeah,
there's always one.
Go ahead.
There's always one.
Oh, man.
It ain't nothing like vinegar and water. Now I'm just saying.
I'm not going there.
I would.
So, Brother C Double.
Yes.
Tonight is a pretty special evening, and I'm going to let Van elucidate a little further than myself, so you'll get the gist of where we're coming from.
Absolutely.
Van Meadows?
Elucidate, yeah. Not hallucinate, but elucidate. My brother. Absolutely, man. We know that your piece is locked and loaded, man, and tonight is the Red Light Special Edition, bro. So me and J-Rob are going to get out the way and let you take us back to those Red Light basement parties with your sensual piece. So go ahead, brother, and get on down.
Okay, well, since this is a sensual poetry night, my piece is called Sense of You. All I want. All I crave, all I wish for, all I desire and deserve is your touch, your undivided attention, your time, your embrace, to be able to hold closely, tenderly, to let you feel my excitement, exuberance, my hunger, my compassion. I smell you, I taste you, I hear you, moaning, sighing, beneath your whispers, come hither. Who am I to deny your request? I want to learn you, earn you, discern you, be worthy of you, get personal, glide my fingers on your curves. Feel the electricity from your nerves. Go inside and submerge in you until you say, mercy. We mesh as one. We connect as one. In this we come. Simultaneously. Explosively. Spontaneously. I'm grateful to receive the sense of you. You sting me with your crazy, sexy, cool self. But I won't call the police. I want you to be hearing synchronicity. My voice is inside your head say, you don't have to put on that red light. Now give me my waterfalls. In peace.
Clever, bro. I really don't
very
have
clever.
Rhythm, give me my waterfalls. Very, very clever, bro.
I dig that.
Yeah.
I dig that a whole
dope,
lot.
Thank you much, brothers.
Dig. And I don't know if you picked up on it, Van, and I don't know if you did this intentionally, bro, but this was a slower paced version of "You Gotta Hear What I Got to Say." And he really did took that there. So I appreciate that. And I liked how he did this. What say you, Van?
Absolutely. I agree, man. This the sensuality of it came when you change your cadence and your tone while reciting, because it's not your normal tone, your normal cadence. And I was like, okay. And then when you added, you know, always your musical references, but man, this was really, really sensual. And I really dug this piece a whole lot, my bro, a whole lot.
Thank you very much, cuz. I had to go into Michael McCrary mode this time. You know, it's more than a crush.
Mode. Absolutely. And for, yeah. Let's educate the people real quick, C-Double, because, you know, some people don't know people names like you and I and you know, J-Rab, but Michael McCrary is the bass member of Boyz II Men. For those of you that don't know, since he was no longer with the group, but Boyz II Men is not the same without him and vice versa. So, but that's who he's talking about when he says Mike McCrary, okay? Boyz II Men member, the bass. Thank you, bro. Appreciate you.
Thank you for teaching them, because, you know, got too many effeminate, whiny little Nas X things here, and I ain't got time for that. So we need to make
whoa,
it
back.
No, yeah, I'll tell them why. I'll tell them why I'm mad.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. My brother, we're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor so that we can keep this sensual night going. Stick around, bro. One love, one mic, and go on out there and get your boogie on.
One love, one mic to both of you. Thank you.
Thank you, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our brother C-Double-34 Music on his way to the dance floor. Man, hey, Rob, are you ready for this next poet? Are you ready?
I am so ready. Who might we have, sir? Who might we have?
We've got Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey, baby.
How you doing, darling?
Hey, Rob.
Hey, Miss Lips. Yeah. How you doing? Girl, don't be threatening me with a good time.
You got lips and I got lips, and we can make some things happen.
Ooh. I ain't mess with you. I'm not old enough for you. I'm not messing with you. You sensual older women, y'all know what y'all be doing to us young bucks. I'm not messing with you.
They know it. They know it. They know it, bro. They know it.
I ain't messing with you. Nope. Hey. Well, listen. I know, because y'all know Miss Lips is a romantic phenomenon. So let's do this. I'm going to make the assumption that your piece is locked, loaded, and ready to hit that red light and show us how sensual and special your poetry is, Miss Lips, if that's your real name. Am I true?
Yes, I love sensual stuff.
Well, if that's the case, then, beloved, my good brother Van Meadows and I are going to take two steps back and two steps to the side and let you and that mic become friends so that you can go ahead and get on down.
Okay, this piece I wrote this morning is called That Man's Voice. It was his voice. It drew my attention from the moment he stepped in. Tenor verging on baritone with a slight rasp and an almost whispered quality. He sounded like rolling thunder from a distance, enticing yet slightly dangerous. smooth as the finest cognac, his tone entered me. It went down warm, slowly intoxicating me. The words he spoke didn't even matter because his voice ignited my soul. It rumbled through the recesses of his body and poured from his lips in ribbons of silken dark chocolate rhythms that made my body yearn for more. The things that man's voice did to me should have been illegal. Rushed my adrenaline to high, blood racing to parts unknown, heart pounding in my chest, breathing quickening and shallow, salivation flooding my mouth and dampening my panties as that man's voice seduced me. The cadence of his words made my hips move unconsciously in my chair, and I wondered what the vibrations felt like if I were draped upon his chest when he spoke. Because that man's voice has power. His gentleness moved mountains, cracked through glaciers, and echoed across the landscape of my body as if he owned me. And my only desire was for him to focus all his attention on me, because that voice shook my very soul. I wanted him to possess me, place his strong brown hands on my thick yellow hips, and guide me to dance to his flow. Swirl me into his words and dip me into the dulcet tones of his dark, masculine frame and whisper sweet nothings in my ear. That man's voice slayed me, urged me to submit to his will. I wanted to feel his breath on my neck as he spoke love letters in my soul, feeling the press of his chest against my back as he leaned into me, telling me romantic tales in iambic pentameter, poetically painting the portrait of passion across the planes of my perspective with that voice. I wanted to be enswathed in his arms, tangled twain into one, moving to the song his voice sang. The jazzy classic sound made me want cold red wine, candles and Coltrane. He was a whole entire vibe with that damn voice. But sadly, it wasn't for me, for he was just a voice in the crowd, and I went completely unnoticed. But I will always remember that man's voice. In peace.
Van? Van? Van?
Whoo,
man.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro.
You know what's messed up, Van? You know what's messed up? And I got to admit this. Lisa Lips, I owe you an apology. I owe you an apology. I'm a fan of your work.
But?
I was not expecting this.
This whole piece is your fault. You know that, right?
It cannot possibly be my fault. I'm an innocent man.
You came into the love zone last night with some different sound going,
yes,
and that broke this.
I heard my brother.
And that was where this piece came from.
That piece was from 25, maybe 30 years ago. I was young and sexy, and now I'm got gray hairs and
gray
hair slow.
Is sexy as shit. What are you talking about?
Yeah, in some circles, baby, but that's when I was young and vibrant and I could write poetry.
I don't know what circles. I'm talking about my dot. Gray hair is sexy as shit.
You slayed me. Well, thank you. I'm humbled that something I did inspired this piece. Would you mind posting it on the event page? Because you just gave me an idea.
Okay.
And I'm not ashamed to say it, so let me say it in the voice I did from last night. Next week's poetry from me will be from Kendall and Coltrane.
Just like that.
Yeah, bro.
So that's what we doing next week.
Not alone.
That's what we doing next week.
Okay.
Van okay. Meadows, let's see you, sir.
Co-training. Hey, man, listen. I had no idea that this was a result of last night. I did hear last night's show in its entirety. And, yeah, J-Rab, you came in with the vocal range and octave and tone that produced this beautiful sexual piece of work, Ms. Lips. Kudos to you, Ms. Lips, for responding in kind with this beautiful, exquisite piece of art. Amazing.
Thank
ink.
You.
Amazing ink.
I've been waiting all day to do this. I've been holding on to it. I was in the room on some house, and I was like, nah, I'm just going to keep it until tonight. I'm going to give it to them first.
I know that's right.
And we love you for it.
I love you guys, too.
Absolutely. Now, you got to get over on that dance floor, and I happen to know I know you got moves.
I need to get on that dashboard. I need to feel somebody's hand and the small of my back leading me to whatever slow jam is playing.
Yes, that's what we're talking about.
That's the sound of the police.
Yes. All right, Miss Lips, one love, one mic, and remember to take your socks off, baby, baby.
One love, one mic.
J-Rab, what are you doing, man? See what you did last night? If y'all missed
your brother.
The Love Zone last night, man, the playback, make sure you check out that playback. What a dynamic show, Miss VIP and La Perla Negra. And, yeah, man, see what you did, man. You see what you did?
Your brother did nothing. Your brother did nothing. All I did was just share some poetry, and a couple of people said they liked it. And, again, that's a piece from 25, maybe 30 years ago, man. That's an old piece. That's a young man's piece, man. I write differently now. I'm just humble people enjoy it.
It's all right. It's all right. We ready for this next artist, bro. Are we ready?
Are we ever? Are we
ready?
Ever.
I don't know if we're ready. I really don't know if we're ready. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up to the mic next is none other than the CEO of Raw Links and Epiphany Radio and the host of the Soul Cafe on Monday nights, Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Baby, baby, what's good, bro?
Baby, baby, hey, take your socks off. What it do, big brother? Hey, yo, man, that was a very, very profound intro, bro. I like that, man. I can dig it. J-Rob.
Only for the best, bro.
Hey, man. Hey, look, man, I've been grooving to the sensualness, you know, smiling over here, listening at my people do their things. Very, very lovely piece, Miss Lips. J-Rob, I heard your piece in the beginning. Both your guys, you opened it up very well, man. Proud of you guys.
Thank you, bro. We
most definitely.
You.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you. Thank you.
Go ahead, Van.
So, good brother. Yeah. Good brother. Tonight
it's
the red light edition of the Get Down. The red light special.
You remember the red light.
I know you remember, bro. So listen, me and Jay are going to get out the way and let you remind us why that red light was special to you. So my brother, go ahead and get on down.
I shall say my name. Say my name again in situ. Sensual. Love removes all the improbables. There's not a maybe. See, everything's possible. This thing between you and I, unmovable, undying, ever-ending, happily ever after, regardless of the weather. Nothing else matters. say my name. Insatiable, you sensual. All intangibles removed. Scars from our past healed. Bandages removed. You're so beautiful. Diamond glistening, gleaming, giving fluorescence new meaning. You sparkle, regardless of light, wearing the mark of love. All I've prayed for, everything about you is heaven touched, remarkable, and all it took was love. Sensual, unconditional, insatiable, sensually sensual. My rib, sent from heaven above, swallow me. Let me sink deep into this abyss of love. Cascading wonderment, sink me, Titanic. But don't let me stranded, like on some remote island. You and I, castaways, swept ashore by the sweetest tidal waves. Tsunamic, love's rescued me. And only the softness of your voluptuous lips this day can save me. Hot and steaming, I'm in love, huh? On a beach full of jet black sand, with my socks off, drenched by the ocean water, soaked in love, standing before me, she, so beautiful, insatiable, sensually sensual. Castaways, the banded shipwreck worn by each other under the shade of the tropics and its trees. I fashion your hand with a ring made of reefs. It's not much. We sip tangerine from shells of coconuts, insatiable and sensuous. Find love. Say my name, insatiable. Say my name. Insatiable. Take me there. Say my name and I'll be there. See, we like to go from coast to coast. She packs lightly, packing that hourglass body. She travels lightly. She has wings. She be free from gravity when she lands that thing next to me. See, she rides on a breeze. She drifts like leaves falling lightly. She blows past and by, lips waiting to be kissed, teasing. And I be lips longing to be pressed up against mine. She kisses from distance. She loves teasing me, leaving me wanting in agony. We like to go from coast to coast. She packs lightly, like the wind moving silken garments. She sashays like when a pebble gets tossed in a lake causing waves. She does a walk in sashays. I can feel her approaching. She's coming. Every candle's her sweet, sweet scent permeating into nostrils. I've smelled this before, sniffed at it, like something rolled better than tree grown to drag off and pass high. So high, she gets me. This flowers indeed. She plays my innermost like an exotic instrument, holding her saxophone and Latin guitar climax in the distant horizon. She lands on tippy toe, carried by the miss by this table set for two where I've lit. We play hide and seek by seashores and love. We make love by calmly still once dormant volcanoes erupt. Awake. When we touch, the physical is not enough. See, we travel the universe. See, we pack lightly when we travel. It's spirit.
intentionally or gasping neutrality. I'm already there. And with mine ears, I swear that I can hear her coming. See, we like to go from coast to coast. Say my name. Call my name. Say my name.
Yeah, bro. It was going real good until the moment when your phone started doing this robo thing. It was actually kind of working. It's kind of working because, you know, it was like a tone change and then you were fading away and it was right at that moment it was like you had the sound effects. Something was going on.
It never fails.
It never fails, brethren.
Somebody in the phone company that doesn't like you, brother, because this piece was sounding something sexy, especially when you was at the kiss part, and just as soon as you started getting into it, your phone started acting a little bit up, but I caught it. It started clearing up at the tail end, but I was digging this piece.
It's all good, my brothers. It's all good. As long as y'all heard a little bit of it, I'm just calling to represent and be a part of what y'all got going on, man.
Hey, dig this, brother. As long as there's a show on Epiphany, you are a part of what's going on. Trust and
absolutely.
Believe.
Absolutely. Now, usually this is the part, brother, where I go ahead and I allow, you know, the host of their show to tell what's happening. But I'm going to have to steal that from you for just a moment because, ladies and gentlemen, on Monday night on the Soul Cafe, we will be doing the poetry work of one author, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas.
Baby.
So I, for one, am looking forward to honoring this man with his own work, and I've been dying to do the piece that he sent me for a long time. So, author Larry Maddox, go ahead. Let everybody know, bro. Let everybody know.
Yeah. Hey, well, look. Monday night at the Soul Cafe, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time at Epiphany Radio. Last month we took some time to honor the poets within the community. We started it off with Gerald Jess J. We did Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. We did J-Rob, the Wise Son. And they pulled me out of the hat. And what we do is, you know, celebrate the poets by sharing in their own writings. It just happened to me. I'm up right now. So I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I need y'all to come out. We got some amazing poets. I can't wait for you to spit that piece, man. You've been getting on my nerves about that piece for so long, and I can't wait to hear you. And I know you can do it.
Yeah, I know.
You might sound too much like me, bro, so been messing around personating me so much that you might come off too much like me. But I'm interested, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Now there's some people that took some very serious too. Y'all need to come out. If y'all wanna hear essentially Johnny say at least 50 curse words, she's gonna be performing No More Rope. And I can't wait to hear it. Yeah, man. We'll be doing the piece, J-Rob, somebody else. I wanted to give somebody something really difficult that they could lose their breath. Listen to Mr. Metaphoria do a love piece, a sickening, sappy love piece. You know, it's going to be a mixture. And I'm really looking forward to everybody's take on how y'all perceive me. And not so much as how you perceive me, how that you can take my creations, my babies, and make them your own. And whatever fashion or form
that's what I intend to do.
Mm. Yes, sir.
You know,
that's what I'm gonna do.
So don't. You ain't got to be for real the poet. Be yourself and bring it. Because I'm just. It's a blessing and it's an honor to have you guys doing what you're gonna be doing. So I'm truly looking forward to it. And the shenanigans. So you know it's gonna be some shenanigans. That's why I already deducted you guys of some points already. These are the few too. Get deducted.
Already. He already, bro. He already took points away from us, smoke. Already.
That's right. So I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to it. And that's that piece.
All right, bro.
Right.
So we'll get on over on that dance floor, man. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show, man. Take your socks off, baby, baby.
Baby, baby, I shall. One love, y'all.
One love, one mic, bro.
One love.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight's broadcast is The Get Down with your hosts, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, John Robinson, a.k.a. J-Rob, the Wise Son. And if you're listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1. Welcome back. Welcome back. Mm. Ready, J-Rob, to keep this part
yes,
going.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Bro,
Come on now.
Yeah, man. We got our West Coast go-go brother, Sincere. What's good with you, bro?
Okay. What's good, coach?
Blessing. Man, what's going on, gentlemen? How you guys doing?
All right.
How you doing? I'm doing well. In spite of my circumstances at this moment.
Good stuff, man.
Thank you so much.
So how's everything out there on the West Coast treating you, bro?
Man, I tested positive for COVID, so I'm just sitting here just giving the Lord my just faith and prayers right this moment. So just
you took your test. That's good.
Yeah, and it came out positive. So even though I'm vaccinated, it's something I wasn't prepared for. So just give me a different light on a spiritual level just to pray and be, don't take nothing for granted. So that's where I'm at right now. Take nothing for granted.
No worries, man. We definitely
love the show, by the way. It's dynamic.
Thank you, brother.
We're trying, bro. Hey, we're going to keep you in tight prayer, man, because If they found it, that means they caught something early, and let's put it in God's hands so that we can have a positive outcome.
Then that's where I'm at right this moment. Exactly
there it is.
I left it in God's hands, Yeshua. So I left it on His hands.
Yishmielah. So, Coach, you know what tonight is? Tonight is we going back to them old school days, brother. We going back to those old school days when you knew that one girl was going to be at the party, even though she's going to be with her friends. You like, I got to dance with her, even though you're going to get a whole lot of phone numbers. You got to dance with her, and I mean, you got phone numbers before cell phones. Like, you need a pen and paper.
That part.
And you walked up to her and was like, "Do you want to dance?" And her girlfriends would look at you first and be like, "You dance with him." "No, you dance with him." And you had to be like, "Well, I wasn't talking to y'all. I was talking to her, actually." And she says, "Yeah," you grab her by, not grab, but you take her by the hand and y'all walk to the dance floor and start that whole thing off. This is where we at tonight with the Get Down, brother. So I'm going to ask you, is your piece ready?
It's ready.
Is your piece ready to share with them on something sensual? Then, brother, me and Van going to take it to the side of the stage and let you go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, I did not know love looked like this. Traveling overseas made me realize the good old days between her love of this tune to the time we did a swing down around the southernmost parts of your hot spots, which is Glasses near more. Did I ever step on your jazz? with my vibe to be your night. Information behind standing the way she swept the dust to sunrise. Penny Tripp opened my eyes. She was my first love, loving her to the part where we were never not seen in the house of peer pressure, just to swing on the southern coast between Africa and Europe. Or was it then again that jazz tune? The way she showed me what love is through Renaissance era, down to the big beats around muddy rivers of her will to flow like water up and down the Missouri, outlasting the falls of Niagara. Good old days. When we sipped off a nightcap, underlying how each trio broke beat off those horns that made me realize she was it. Thank you for dancing with me. I was just holding up the wall. Let's never leave this house of magical beat to which music was my karma, debt to death, doo-wop, us apart. Never knew love like this around my own sweet sensation. Kissing her movements tipped my fears of war far across the seasons of winter seas. Let's stop here. Our train has arrived. We're headed to Germany, then to Paris, surrounded back through the mountains of France. The reins of her beauty to which we dance to the kiss. Which addresses no more. The good old days between her love of his tune to the time we did a swing. Sincere from Los Angeles. That's that piece.
That's
yes, sir. Talk about the good old days, Van. You hear this, brother?
Man, do I? Do I?
What's your thought process, bro? I'll go after you.
Nah, man. I just think this brother, man, is just... He just always bring it, man, and to be on his diagnosis, man, to come through and lace us with this sensual piece of poetry, man. Just dope, brother. Always, man. Always.
I'm humble, and you guys set it off.
Coach, this is a special kind of piece because you took it back for a minute. And I heard the little gems that you dropped in there, man. It ain't get lost on me. I heard them gems. I heard them references. Yes, sir.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
I
dig
that.
This man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now I got to ask you a question because there's a couple of lines I didn't recognize. This isn't the piece that you sent me, was it?
No, the piece I sent. No, this was something different because I didn't think that was up the standard.
Gotcha.
This was
say no more, brother.
Yeah.
Say no more.
Yeah.
I like this piece, and thank you for bringing it on the get down.
First and foremost.
Absolutely,
Van, good brother.
I know this is the get down, and it's a little unorthodox, but with the listening audience present, I need a prayer for my brother, if you don't mind. I know it's the get down, and we tend to do things our way, but brother, this is one of my good brothers. This is a great friend. This is a cat that supports us like no one's business, and I'm asking, Van, can I please get a prayer of healing for my brother? Sincere.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. Let's go ask the Father, man. Father God, we thank you for just an opportunity, man, anywhere, anytime, any place to just be able to be in your presence and ask on behalf of my brother for healing. You know, it's not often that we have to come to you on behalf of this brother. But, Lord, you know his diagnosis. You know what happened. Some of us have had COVID before, and you saw us through. So we have no doubt that you'll see this brother through because this is one of our good brothers. So, Father God, we ask for you to place your healing hands on him, touch him, Lord, cover him, hug him, and let him know it's going to be all right. You're just going to be down for a minute, but you're going to be all right. And, Father God, we trust you, we honor you, and we know that this is already done. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
That's it.
Ashe. Ashe. Sincere,
right,
thank you, bro.
Thank you for having me.
Stick around.
One love,
man.
One mic.
One love, one
thank
mic.
You for coming through. One love and one mic, baby.
Man, y'all keep sincere in your prayers, man. Don't let this prayer that we just did be the only prayer that you say for the brother. All right.
Yes. And if you can, reach out to him and let him know he's in your prayers.
Please do. Please do. Next up on the mic, J. Rye. Oh, man.
Talk to me.
It's going
to
rain on us right now on this central night. It's going to rain on us, man, because she tried to start some mess last night. And, hey, Rain, how you doing, love?
I come in peace. Good evening.
Is that right? Is that right?
Now we come in peace. Now it's peace. This what we do? This is what we're calling it. This is what we're calling it, huh? Peace. Okay. Okay.
Good evening, Poetic. Good evening, J. Robbie Wiseman.
No, don't drop your voice. This sounds sexy now. We know the jig is up, girl. The jig is up. We don't know what you're bringing to the table. The jig is up. The secret is out. The snitches have snitched.
Right,
listen,
that part.
I don't have any secrets.
That part.
So,
hey, gentlemen.
Rain.
Yeah.
Go ahead, man.
Rain.
I'm good, sir.
We want to know. You remember those red lights, those basement parties? You remember?
Mm-hmm. They were black lights where I was at, but yeah, I remember.
Lord have mercy. So y'all was
that show is coming. That
okay,
show is coming.
Okay. All right. So, darling, why don't you go ahead and give us a reminder of what that red light special was. And me and Jay going to get out the window.
Okay.
Go ahead and get on down.
Okay. I don't know if this falls like that, but this is essential. Okay. I had to rewrite a piece that I had. There's so much to do, but this rain, damn this rain, it has me feeling some kind of way. Has my thoughts traveling to when you walked around the corner, smiled and wrapped your arms around me like we were past lovers, like an unrequited love was about to be realized. Damn your embrace. The hello was one thing, but the goodbye one, shit, it spoke volume. Here I am, lost in thought, smiling, remembering how you said you rested well because my scent lingered on you. Hours after I was gone, I closed my eyes wondering if you realized your energy did the same. Everything about you still lingers. You were totally unexpected, a pleasant surprise, a decade waiting to happen. Your smile said more than your words, your eyes conveyed even more, your touch innocent. Or was it? A slight brush here and there, a pause before removing. Everything you do is done with intention. Speaking of, you tucked your intentions in the corners of my smile as we laughed and shared and laughed even more. As I reminisce, a part of me wishes you would just come lay by my side. Wrap me with a thousand reasons to just forget tomorrow. Splash around with me in this moment till forever is, till never, never comes. I wonder if it's storming where you are, if the storm is beating against walls of inhibition. Do you hear me between each drop? Things you always have in the distance. But now I just want you to enjoy this feeling of us moving in slow motion. Just remember my laugh and my scent and my softness of my touch, and I will bask in your energy, your attention, and your words, deliberate and direct. That alone is enough to cause a rainstorm. In time, perhaps you'll hear the gasping backdrop of my thunder, feel the intensity of my quiet storm. You invoke me, and you'll know when I'm close to. And in time, I'll let you be there to catch my rainfall. That's rain.
Whew. So, yeah. Can you give me that line where his scent lingered?
And it was my scent lingered, and it was in two places.
Well, I heard it right. I heard it right. His scent lingered.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it right. Know what I heard.
Hey.
Know what I heard.
I'm not playing with you. I told I told y'all I came in peace, right?
J-Rap, what you think of this exquisite piece?
In the words of Neo featuring Jamie Foxx, girl, she got her own, girl, she got her own. Yeah, man, listen. Listen. This right here, and that's that rain. Mm-hmm. And that's that rain. This was hot. Steamy.
Definitely hot.
Edible. Delicious. And wow.
Thank you.
Absolutely hot.
I appreciate that.
And thank you for this.
I appreciate y'all for always pushing my pen because I wrote this, like, in the beginning of the show. I've been unprepared lately, so I appreciate you for that.
We appreciate you.
Y'all make me right.
That be Van doing all that.
I'm
the faithful sidekick.
Listen, I enjoy when poets write new inspiration, new feelings, new emotions. New thoughts, new torrential downpours. Oh, I'm sorry, this is not that show. Sorry, Jay. Sorry, bro.
It's okay, man. It's okay. I was with you here. I was with you.
Okay, thank you. So, darling Rain, we're going to send you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor so that you can dance and do a few moves. Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to get with Lisa Guy. I want to feel somebody's hand on the small of my back. And
ask for what you ask for. Cause
I will refrain from all commentary.
Does it sound like I've ever been scared? Does it sound like I've ever been scared?
I refrain from all commentary in that realm.
Didn't she say she came in peace, Jay? Now she's talking about she ain't never scared. I ain't never scared.
I'm not scared. I came in peace. You're the one with the warnings and the threats. And
listen,
stuff, so.
I refrain from all commentary.
What Rain did last night on the Love Zone, oh, it was shots fired. And the man wasn't down. The man was up and ready. I'm just saying. So y'all got to check out that playback. If y'all want to hear what went down in the Love Zone, you got to check out the playback. So, Rain, get on over.
I didn't do it. I'm good. I'm ready. I'll let Sammy over to you. One love, one like y'all. Love y'all.
I refrain
love you too.
From all commentary.
Bruh, you, man, nah.
Rain was nasty.
She know I'm going to get her back. But, wow, man. Dynamic poetry tonight, Jay. I told you I was.
Oh, without question, man.
This poetry has been on fire tonight. But, bro, it's about to get even hot. It's about to get even hotter.
Because?
Do you understand? You understand it's about to get hotter? Listen.
Tell me who.
We have.
Disney
Zone host.
Who?
Of Renaissance Poetry tomorrow night. Ladies and gentlemen, we got the Renaissance himself. So,
you lying.
Eric,
you lying.
Building.
Stop.
What's good with you, bro?
Keep Eric.
What's going on with y'all, man? What's happening?
Bruh, salute
good,
to you,
man.
King.
How you doing, man?
Hey, man. I'm great, man. I've been enjoying poetry all week, man. Just been listening to the Clubhouse for the first time and enjoying that and, you know, getting revved up for the show coming up tomorrow. And, just falling back in love with the art.
Amen. The art has been waiting for you to fall back in love with it because it's got something to offer, and you have something to offer it.
That's what's up, man. I guess we appreciate y'all and the platform.
Nah, man, we appreciate you, man. I was going to say, man, it's like a marriage made in heaven, bro. You and poetry,
yes, sir.
Come on, bro. I'm a fan. I'm a
mm-hmm.
fan.
It's like ice cream and apple pie.
Man, hey, you're not going to get a reply that's negative to me about that. That's a combination right there, bro.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
That's a combination.
So that's where we're taking it. Van, is it your turn to introduce our brother, or shall I?
It's your turn, broski. It's your turn, broski.
My man. Then the honor. Let me say this as if we was at one of my other events. Keith, Eric, is your piece prepared for this sensual red light special that we got going on?
Yes, it is. It's a little sensual, and it's a little red light needed, you know, need a little warning on that. Let's slap a little warning on that.
Yeah.
Well, then, if that's the case, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to some and present to others the incomparable Keith Eric. Go on ahead and get on down, brother.
Much appreciated. Much appreciated. So I'm just going to go into the piece. It doesn't really have a title, so. Yemaya, goddess of the sea, the goddess that sees me, moves me, like the ocean current, I swim inside her storm. Her eye is on me, upon me, her on me, wetting, releasing a torrential downpour, washing away sins. More holy than Buddha teeth in Singapore, we sing and pour holy water in cups. I gotta drink her more. She's my fountain of youth. My youthful exuberance is concurrent and transferred because my essence is hers. If I'm the sun and she is the moon, why wouldn't the oceans move toward her? Makes sense to feel what I feel toward her. I mean, isn't my body made of almost 75% water? My current runs to her, for her, controlled by her, inside her. Currently, I'm enamored, gathered, my wits about me, my sea legs. I see nothing but her legs wrapped around me like tentacles, never letting me go. Even while she pleads, what are you doing to me? She grips me with her octopussy, so I suck on its beak, its clit. It's like a cliff my lips hang on for dear life, so no wonder I need her so. She shakes her head side to side, but it doesn't mean no. She still doesn't let go. No matter how hard I rock her boat, not even if we sink to the depths below. Even if we drown, we still float, willing to die for the cause. Amen, walls, her walls, grip like it's the hem of his garment. It's my communion she wants to sip, and I get a hint of blasphemy. But she's more like blast for me, more perfect than a dream. Why would this description be crass to me? She finishes me face down in the River Styx, soaked. So we got to let Anthony Hamilton sing, float, Renaissance.
Yo.
This dude here.
Yo. First of all,
this
let me say,
go ahead, man.
Let me say, bro, your wordplay in this piece is sick. I mean sick. And the cadence, your tone, bruh, very sensual, very direct, bruh. I love it, bro. You the man, bro. You the man.
Much appreciated, man. Appreciate that.
Thank you for fair warning, because you did let us know. I'm gonna make this sensual, but I'm going to tippy toe on the edge of octo. There you go. You know I'm a fan of your wordplay. I don't care what topic, I dig your wordplay, and this is definitely up there with a lot of those. And I like what you did with this, and I like how you flipped it in a couple of places. The way you paused and then brought it back and then paused and then gave it back some other life, yeah, directional poetry. I dig that. I really dig that.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Yeah. You know, sometimes reading these poems, you know, I just have to to just delve into it and just try to, you know, allow myself to flow into the character of the piece so that it resonates. So it's dope when, you know, people can appreciate, you know, that kind of thing, the energy that comes from the poem.
Exactly. And no other way to describe it exactly the way you did it. And that's a perfect example of it. So I appreciate it. And I dug the piece in its entirety. So thank you, bro.
Appreciate indeed. You.
Indeed. My brother, before we send you off to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, bro, you got to let the audience know tomorrow night what is going on.
All right, so what's going on is the Renaissance Poetry Show. And, man, if you're missing out on this show, you're missing out on life. You're missing out on the energy that you get from poetry, because we bring nothing but the best energy and love for the art to this show. There's so many people that come through, and it surprises me every show, because I'm always like, man, I don't think people are going to show up to this show, you know, but they show up in mass and show out with their best shit. And I have to put that out there, so every time I say it, but the best shit is not their best shit for us or trying to impress us. It's the best shit that they feel like spitting this. The poem that came to them, like, oh, I got to spit this. And that's how they come to us, like, I got to spit this tonight. And we all receive it, and we all reciprocate it, man, and it ends up being an absolute great night, and I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
As am I. I'll be there.
Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time instead of the usual 9 p.m. But my bro, we're going to get you over to the dance floor. Stick around, man. Enjoy the rest of the show, man. And, man, once again, man, ladies and gentlemen, Renaissance poet himself, Keith Eric, host of Renaissance Poetry. Take your socks off.
Already.
Bear. Bruh.
That's a dope cat right there, man.
Yeah, man. We're about to have some fun, bro. We're about to have some fun. Are you ready for this next poet, man?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
This guy happens to be one of my favorite poets, man. This brother breaks down poems in ways, man. Man, listen, let me just bring him on in, because this brother's dynamic. Ladies and gentlemen, we got none other than Wolf Hour's own Divine Demon in the building. What's good with you, bro? Divine Demon, are you muted?
Divine Demon,
are you muted, bro? You muted?
Oh, do you remember the day we met? The college parted as I stared at the stairway of heaven where you made your descent from. Time stood still as I consumed your beauty like a large pill. I remember the first time I looked in your eyes. You were such a prize. I saw the twilight of the brightest star in your pupils. I slowly kissed your dimples, and I told you I could make your life amazing, yet simple. See, I don't believe in stressing, so I made a pact with your effervescence. Then thank God for your presence. You remember the first time we held hands? Your skin was softer than butter. I was speechless with no words to utter. I wanted to speak, but I knew I would stutter. I felt like a hostage in bondage on your spell I was under. I remember the first time our names and passages rejoiced. Look, they were so fortunate to inhale your mind-blowing aroma, the smell like honey dip roses sprinkled with cinnamon and lightly frosted melted brown sugar. The smell was your essence, and I was overjoyed by this bountiful blessing. You remember the time you told me we would always be friends and lovers? No, you said lovers and friends. You wanted to go through a journey that would never end. I said, how about a place where unity and devotion blend? You said, let's go. My soul is your map, and our compass is your mighty pen. I was convinced that our bond, the loyalty in my poetry, would never end. In peace. Do you remember? Chris the Gifted.
See, now that he put that out there, man, I gotta listen to some MJ with that whole "Do you remember the time" joint, because he just went there with
it. Right.
He just went there with it, and he hit it a couple of times, and I was like, ooh, okay. Okay, I see where you're going, Gifted. I see where you're going.
Right.
Welcome to the Get Down, Broham. What you think,
Welcome,
Van Metal?
Man. This brother right here, man. I hit a rumor time in the background. He came in so smooth, so subtle. And do you remember? Bruh. Like I said, y'all, this is one of my favorites, man. The way he breaks down his pieces, man. Dope piece, bro. Dope piece, man.
I appreciate, bro, for you and your esteemed listening ear and the enormous wit and intelligence that you both have and share with each artist that calls in.
Please know, and I'm letting you know early, when I listen to the playback of this, I'm specifically playing instrumental so I can listen to this piece again. And I'm playing that instrumental just to prove a point to myself that I'm not hearing things.
What did you think you heard?
Oh, I heard Michael Jackson in the background. I heard the music while you were spitting. I just kept hearing that intro. I just kept hearing that intro. Not the entire song. I just kept hearing that intro, and I was like, oh, damn, that's dope. Oh, damn. And I know when I listen to the playback, I'll be like, yep, that's exactly what I heard.
Right.
Yeah.
So I want to say thank you for giving me something to do in the morning. So thank you.
I mean, I'm already a fan, but thank you.
That's my bro.
Not a problem.
Man. Oh, man. Mm. Fine demon, bro. Hey, man, we're going to send you over to the cube, bro. Not the cube, man. I don't like saying the cube, man. The dance floor. We're going to send you over to the dance floor. Because now the question is can you do what Mike did in that Remember the Time video? I don't know if y'all ever saw that video. That video is something else. So, bruh, they waiting for you. Look at them. They already looking. Somebody said, Mike, Remember the Time and Divine Demon coming? You got to go over there and show out, bro. You got to go over there
you
and
see
show
that come hither move she did, man? You see that come hither move?
Yeah, man. All right, bro. Stick around, man. One love, one Mike.
All right, y'all be cool.
My man, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our brother from Wolf Hours, Divine Demon, coming through doing his thing, man. Otherwise known as Chris the Gifted. We're going to go from a Divine Demon, man. We're going to go to not a knight, not a jester, but we got us a sir. Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Lawrence on the mic. What's good with you, sir?
Come on, Van Meadow, J-Rod, what is going on, man?
What's happening?
Man, it's so good to hear you, bro. So good to hear you, man. I heard you on the other night. I was like, yes, he's back, y'all. Sir Lawrence is back.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Because it's him, Van, I'm going to not play a slow jam because it's him. I'm going to play AZ. Because AZ got this song called I'm Back, and this one's dedicated to Sir Lawrence.
This is him.
So, thank you for coming to the Get Down. Van, finish telling the brother what you were saying, man. Because I just want to say welcome back. I'm good.
Welcome back, bro. And what a night. Listen, man, what a night for you to return to the Get Down
in fact.
A red light special edition. Sensual poetry, Sir Lawrence, come on, bro. Mm-hmm. That red light in that basement, you pulling that honey close to you, your hands on her lower back, you know, you got your head leaned in on her forehead. She telling you, don't you put your hands on my derriere, boy. Don't you do it. You like, oh, girl, ain't nobody thinking about that. And your hands ends up there anyhow.
Anyway.
So, good brother, we're going to step on back, man, and let you remind us of what that time is like, brother. So go ahead, man, and get on down.
Right on. Evening turns to night. I imagine one early evening while sitting with you, as the shadows start to move in, with the calm of the room being disturbed by you and I, wondering why we can't get any closer. The only light in the room is coming from your eyes as we look deeply into each other's souls. Not only is there stimuli, but also tantalizing conversation just above a whisper. As we share in this moment of gathering each other's breath, as our thought processes reel and dart around the room with the true meaning of oneness, the feeling of being closer than most engulfs us as the small lightning charges pass between us like the sparks of static electricity when we touch. You lay back and I take your feet and gently massage the balls of each foot, popping your toes. While the shadows turn into one large enough to cover the room, being oblivious to time, we plunge into the abyss, that place where you and I can only go. The access comes when you close your eyes and guide me through that world you get to when you feel so relaxed that you allow me in. Our minds freed then launched as they dance on the ceiling, our bodies entangled. We step outside ourselves, stand back and watch, getting turned on even more as we not only feel it, but can see it too. Sir Lawrence.
Yo.
He just calm, cool,
yo,
and collected for no reason.
Right on, Jay.
Bruh.
He just cool for no damn reason. You hear him, man?
I hear him, man. He say, man, listen. He spit this piece so smooth, man. He made me forget Huggy Bear. Who? Who? Huggy who? Who? Fish shoes with?
Right on, man.
Nah, bro.
Right
nah,
on.
Bro. Not in this red light special basement party, bro. Sir Lawrence came
Come
through,
now.
Man. He got that. He did that little sensual thing, man. It just, man. Listen, man. This was a nice. This was a romantic sensual piece, bro. I see
yeah.
you, bro. I see you, bro.
You see how he came with all that drip.
I see him.
Drip.
J-Rap,
in the
got,
words
bro? What you got?
In, listen, Van, in the words of DMX, when it comes to this brother here, that's your man. That's your
that's
man.
That's my man. That's my man.
Yeah, you know, as DMX spoke to Nas, that's a dope piece, bro. Seriously, all jokes to the side. And I'm glad you cleared that language. I really like
right
this
on.
A lot.
Yes, sir.
And what got me more than anything else was the steadiness of your cadence. You know,
thanks.
This is a
thanks
red light special
much.
Show. So my thing is, I can only imagine you, you know, in that slow dance moment, and me and Van is like, damn, he got the baddest girl in the party.
Right,
and you saying,
right.
This exact piece. And I'm like, yo, where's Sir at? We ready to go. And Van's like, we can't leave yet because he's over there. And I'm like, what happened? He done pulled the baddest joint in here tonight. And there he is in his glory. He sees us and he gives us no look, just a quick wink. He goes right back to work.
Go right back to work.
Hey. Yeah, that was one of the early pieces, actually. Yeah.
I respect that. Damn good piece, bro.
Appreciate
damn
you,
good
man.
Piece.
Seriously. Thank you so very much.
What say you, Van Meadows?
Hey, man. This brother know how I feel, man. Romantically sensual is this piece, man. Dope ink as always. Sir Lawrence, welcome back, bro. Glad to have you back.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, man. Congratulations to both of y'all as well. You know, keep it real, man. Keep it going, man. I really hated, I shouldn't say hated, but I missed not being here for real. But I had these projects, man. I had to get them done.
Hey, nothing wrong
hey,
with
man.
That, bro. But we still here, man. We
work
here.
First,
project
work
done
comes first.
We still here, man.
Yeah, man.
Dig it.
Work comes first.
So, yeah.
So as long as I have breath, man, to get down, we'll always be here for you, bro.
On the real.
All right, good brother. Get you on over to that Get Down dance floor, man, because, whew, it's a party out there. Man, is it ever a party out there.
And check out the event page. We got something special for you there.
Yeah, I need to log in. All right, then. Well, that's bet.
All right, bro.
You know we got you, man.
On his way to the Get Down dance floor to take his socks off, baby, baby. Sir Lawrence, mm-hmm. One love, one money, bro.
One love.
My man.
Man. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now 10:52. If you are online listening, you have 8 minutes before you will no longer be able to hear the remaining hour of the show. Please dial in 319-527-6300, and by all means, please press 1. Next up on the mic, here you go, 832. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic? A32, are you muted?
I was, and are you telling me that you don't recognize 832? Good evening, gentlemen.
No, I don't recognize 832 because it's Tanya 832. So, hey, ladies and gentlemen, now I know the voice. It's Amelia T. Davis. Welcome to the Get Down.
Welcome to
Thank
the Get
you
Down.
Thank you so much.
So, Miss Amelia. I have the humble pleasure of introducing tonight's topic to you. So tonight is Red Light Special Sensual Poetry. So let me ask you, is your piece ready to share amongst the masses?
Oh, most certainly, sir.
That being the case, allow me and my partner in crime to take 2 steps back. Let you step forward to the microphone, and would you please go ahead and get on down.
This piece is called Thunder and Music. The sound of your voice as it sings to me washes over my mind, body, and heart. I'm swept by your words to a land of ecstasy, where every word vibrates through my body. It reacts as it awakens to the sensations of a ripe fruit ready for harvest, sweet and juicy. Take me to that special place in time and space where you are the one to enjoy all that my body has to offer. You are the man of my dreams as your voice reaches out to me to tell me all that you have to offer. Tell me of the longing kisses you will give to me. Explain the tender touches we will exchange. How soft you'll touch me, building fire burning deep inside of me. How luscious your tongue is as it explores me, searching for my deepest love. How I will arch in sensuousness to your song of love, dripping in delight. Sweetheart, tell me more of the power you have that belongs only to me, and then how your lips will greet mine as I welcome you to who I am in my depths. Our bodies will become one as you and I move to the music that belongs only to us. Cascades of sweet passion will pour over us as a tidal wave washes over a shore, throbbing, throbbing, pulsating, pulsating, more and more. Waves crash over and over again. We can feel the thunder as the bolts pass through our bodies, over and over and over again. Our bodies spasm as the thunder passes through them. We are at a climax like no other, forever changed by the surreal experience of a lightning bolt of ecstasy. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
I like that. I like that. That's a pretty deep ode to somebody that you have an affinity for. I like that. I like that whole piece. What say you, Van Meadows?
I thought it was good as well. It was borderline erotic. I felt it, you know. I thought she was going to just go ahead and just cross on over. You know, I thought she was just going to just dip her toe all the way into the erotic pool. But this was a really good piece. Very well done. Very well done. Good job, Amelia.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. Thank you for stopping to get down tonight.
Indeed. Now, are you ready to get over there on that Get Down dance floor and show them your moves?
Oh, most certainly.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on her way to take her socks off, baby, baby, Amelia T. Davis. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
And we're going to go from an Amelia T. Davis to our other go-go brother, the freestyle lyrical engine, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, y'all. What's up, Otto?
Hey, hit me, y'all.
Good.
Come on,
yeah, brother.
Baby.
Come on, baby.
We got crazy. Hit me, y'all. I saw you, man.
That's
oh,
it, bro.
I thought you about to do a dance, dog. I thought you. I see Poet out there doing that groove and all that stuff. So, I imagine you and Jay Rob doing a dance and do a dish. Hit me off.
No, that's coming. That's coming.
Come
that's
on,
around.
Baby,
around.
That's coming.
This is
the sensual side, y'all. This is
like
the sensual side.
Queen.
Oh, man, don't get me started, man. Don't get me started.
You know, I saw the movie, too. I saw the movie, some of it.
Hey, man.
It's serious.
I saw all of the movie. I saw all
I
of that
one. I wanted to see all of it. I was mad because I didn't see all the new editions.
All of Bobby Brown's story. I saw all of that. Man, listen, and I can't wait till next year, 2022. My boy's going to be on tour. They signed a new deal. They're going to have a residency in Vegas. I'm going to make sure whenever they're in Vegas, I'm going to be in Vegas. But
that
my
part.
Brother.
Oh, my goodness.
My brother,
yes.
Tonight is the red light special edition of the Get Down. So we want to know, what kind of memory are you going to take us back to those basement parties with, you know, with that dancing, with that special? Man, I know all of us got to dance with the hot chick. All of us got to dance with
her.
At some point.
I know y'all old enough to remember Midnight Star, right? I know y'all old enough. Y'all about my age, so y'all older than me, so I know y'all know about Midnight Star.
I got you by one year.
Well, y'all, JJ Rob got me.
I got you by more than a decade,
something.
Brother.
Yeah, more than a decade. Damn,
you
brother. You keep yourself up, though. I ain't going to lie. You keep yourself up, brother. You know, hey, compliment.
Yeah, you know why you keep yourself up, bro. You know why you keep yourself up, bro. Usually,
what?
when you're a man of J. Rob's caliber, man, you got to keep yourself up, man, because you got to fight off all the women, man. Mr. DSP.
I'm gonna tell y'all the truth.
I'm gonna tell y'all something I never told anyone since Van brought it up. The reason I keep myself in whatever decent shape that I'm in is because I have got to run from all these women
that want Van's phone number. And they're like, you know Van Meadows. And I got to run to get away from them. I dropped my phone a few times, and they almost got it. But I got to stay in shape because
so
they like, how do I call him?
I must say this, because I was talking to my lady, and she's more discreet, but I care about her. You know what I mean? She's the only one that can put up with me, put up with what I do and everything. Ain't much women go put up with me like she does. So when my truck driving, yeah, I really don't have time to be talking to a bunch of women. I got a lot of lady friends out here. She don't care. You know, she know I know plenty of women. You know what I mean? It don't matter. You know, I call a woman beautiful because I just call a woman beautiful. Don't mean I'm trying to smash or anything like that. I think a woman is a beautiful thing. You know, so I'm always going to compliment a woman. You know, just
absolutely,
like she compliment a man. It's nothing bad about it. She compliment a man. I know she going to see a man as handsome, see something. You know,
Mr. Automatic, on that note, since this is where you at with it, is the
midnight,
piece you
midnight
got.
Star.
Okay, we're going to rock with Midnight Star, but are you ready to throw your piece into the mix for this sensual red light special we got going on?
Yeah, it's going to be, our poem is called Play Another Slow Jam.
Then me and Van going to step back
get
and let you
down,
get into
bro.
It, brother.
I need you to, excuse me, let me close the door and open it up. My words be spoken and awake every breath that I take. Someone to hold you. And our favorite song is coming on. Remember that time when I looked into your eyes? Just looking at you and receiving you. Baby, that's our song right there. We're going to get married soon, baby. You're going to have my last name, and it'll be the most wonderful thing that ever happened to me. Remember that? Play another slow jam. Oh, taking my breath away and leaving me to another place in another state. I'll put you on a pedestal, but like a diamond ring when I connect your finger. I need you to think right now. I need you to know how much you mean to me. Value, you take that to another level. Remember how special you are. So when we play another slow jam, make it another sweet slow jam. Play it, that slow jam. Come on, DJ. Because when that's with my baby, there's no delay. Say what you say, baby. Let me hold you in my arms. Let me show you how much of a man that I am. I need you to understand that you are with me. And together we will be in unity as a DJ play another slow jam. It's Automatic Cash Mac, the local engine. 10 years in a moment, but I've been dry.
Okay. I see where you took it.
Yeah.
I see what you did with this. I like that, man. I like that.
Yeah, play. I can't sing, but that's one of my favorite joints. Play another
well, because of you.
Slow,
because of you, that
yeah,
that jam is
this
that jam is
make
in.
It sweet.
Because of you,
slow,
that song.
Jam. Yeah. See, I try to tell the youngins. You know what I mean,
Mr. Automatic.
I tell the young folk,
Mr. Automatic. Because of you, that piece is going to be in the event page. So come on through, visit the event page, see what you did, and let's rock out. Van Meadows.
Absolutely, bro. This was a dynamic piece of art, man. Appreciate you for bringing it. You know, you're freestyle king, man, and we dig it. I like I like one of the remade versions with Monica and Usher, personally, but I dig it.
I heard it, too, but you know, I'm sorry. You know, I'm old school. You know, that's like, I will say this. The only one that really complimented Luther Vandross is Elena Hathaway. What's that pretty looking woman? Layla Hathaway something.
Layla Hathaway. So I tell you what, man. Let's move.
Move
the conversation to the event page, brother. Keep talking about it there, so we can keep the calls going. Brother, you got to get on that dance floor,
brother. Hey, I hope y'all had some Chuck Brown.
You know, no, man.
You already know. Check your
Chuck
event page,
baby. You got it, bro. All right, bro. One love, one mic. On his way to the Get Down Dance for y'all, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. If you are still hearing the sound of my voice, congratulations. You've made it to the overtime hour. Next up, we got Jess J on the mic, our good brother. What's good with you, Jay?
What's up, fellas?
What's good, Jay?
How you feeling, bro?
Just Jay?
I'm feeling good, brother. Like James Brown said,
I hear you.
He's feeling good, y'all. He's feeling good, y'all.
Yay, man. Yay, man.
So, man, is it on me? Hey, listen.
It's on you, Jay.
Cool. So, J Rob to Just Jay. Just Jay,
yes, sir.
This is from J Rob. Tonight, brother, welcome to the Get Down, man. This is the Red Light Sensual Poetry Special, man. So, the question is your piece already locked and loaded for such an auspicious occasion?
Yeah, my piece is locked and loaded for this auspicious occasion.
Well, that being the case, me and Van. Gonna do comic book style and just disappear like a good superhero should and let you go ahead and get on down. Poof!
Appreciate y'all, brothers. Now that was a massage. Over the heart, down so gently to the genitals. Finger dexterity, immaculate. Till eruption, my sticking convulsions over the expulsion of emotion. Me up high, you down low, to my cascade flow like a river. My sweat drops on your forehead and contributing tributaries. Where there is water, there will be life. When there's a big pig and a little slot, there shall be a fight. With each unbridled breath, your reaction is an action, pulling it fit, sheets for traction, the slow broad sword. It's best for this attacking. Coochie for the cracking. Now doggy style because I got no class. Time's thumb is up in your ass. Talking cash off the apple head. Testing judgment like Dre. Wouldn't waste them. Open so I can man it. It's a creamy perfection. Giving you a near-death vivisection. Ass slaps in correction. Preparation for inspection. I'd be banned from the Book of Kama Sutra if you knew what I would do to you. Levers, I'm dropping this chain like a lever. I'm a tourist and looking to visit all the hottest spots. Me and my friend Cyclops ready to make it drop. Like Fahrenheit on hot nights. So I hope you got the loot for we to do like Erykah Badu does when Erykah Badu does. Like a fiddle. I'm going to be strumming. There you just going to be running to that log jam. Your knees get wet as you try to stand, throbbing glance. Take my hand, and peace.
Okay, bro. Stay right.
Okay, you. Every so often, this brother surprises me with how he puts his words together. And the combination of words, because they have dexterity to them. I'm listening to him do this, and he's, you know me, Van. A lot of times, if I'm on the show, I'm smoking a cigar.
Yes, sir.
But I'm listening to Just Jay. Just Jay got his feet cocked up. He got his head back. He got one hand in his hand. He got a cigar in the other hand. Got a little cognac on the side, and he just spitting this piece like. You know you want to hear this, right? You know you want
hey,
to
hear
this.
what J. Rob just said is 100% true, and the reality doesn't look nothing like that. But
that's what's up.
I got the same dream too, though, bro.
Outstanding work, bro. Let's not play. Outstanding work. Thank you for this.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you for coming through and just giving us this dynamic piece, man, on this red light special sensual edition of the Get Down, man. And this piece is exquisite, Jay. And, hey, man, you tapping in, bro. You tapping in. That's what I'm talking about.
You know this ain't my genre, though.
I know it's not. That's why I'm pretty excited that you did it.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. You know, I'm probably going to set it on fire. But it is.
But Jay,
yeah.
are you or are you not a poet, brother?
I can do poetry.
If you can do poetry, then this is in your wheelhouse, too. And the reason that I say that, you have dexterity in your poetry. You have creativity in your poetry. You're not afraid to dip your toe in different waters of poetry. And you challenge yourself. I've listened to you more over a couple of years now. You challenge yourself a couple of times out there and do something with poetry.
Yeah.
So, while this may not be your genre, it is in your wheelhouse because of your creativity and dexterity.
All right.
So
I
want to say thank you. I say thank you, and I enjoy what you bring when you do this because you accept the challenge with no holds bar, and you take it on, and you come up with something like this. So I want to thank you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate both of y'all, man. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we appreciate you, man. Now we're going to send you over to the Get Down dance floor, man, so that you can rock out and take your socks off, baby, baby.
Right, rock out with my socks off. I got you.
And you should.
Got it, bro.
All
ladies
right.
And gentlemen, on his way to the dance floor, Just J, one love, one mic, bro.
Already, yep.
Man. That brother, man. We're going to keep this party going.
That's a dope
man.
Cat.
Keep this party going.
Who might we have next, sir?
Bro, would you believe that there's not too many shows that you can have a rain dripping all over the place, and then later on you have a storm come through. Ladies and gentlemen, next up,
the
Gina.
The storm before the rain.
Hey, Gina. Hey.
Happy Friday Eve, guys.
Happy Friday Eve. How you doing?
Happy Friday Eve, hon.
Uh-huh. Happy to be here. I came to get down here. I live for this. Thursday's one of my favorite poetry days. I know I probably say that every day, but for real about Thursday.
Hey, that's all right. That's all right, because we love you, too, on Thursdays. But we love you on Sunday, Monday,
yes,
Tuesday,
we do.
Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. We love you on all the days, but especially on Thursdays.
Especially Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Bo, Gina.
I love this question. I love it so much. Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, yeah. Because listen. Real life special. Sensual. The DJs put on always and forever. Each moment with you. And the lights, the red lights are turned on. Everybody's getting coupled up. But we want to know what does the storm say. We want to know what do you say about this sensual evening. So we're going to get out the way and let you go ahead and get all down.
Thank you. I'll title my piece Red Light Special tonight. That works for me. So, Red Light Special. It was one of those things that when I was in my later teens, I would look forward to on the weekend, you see. I do my homework at school. Any after-school activities that I had going on for the evening, I'd wrap up and get home as soon as possible. I didn't want there to be an opportunity for my mama or my daddy to say I couldn't go. I would always get the nerdy best friend that they thought would be a good influence on me if we said we were going to do some research at the library. We didn't have laptops back then, so we had to actually use the card catalog and read. It was cool, but we weren't doing research, not in books that evening, you see. She called me as soon as I got home from school. It was about 4:10. I got out of school at 3. She said, "You ready?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Me too." She said, "Tell your mom I'ma meet you at the corner, and that's what I'll tell mine." I said, "All right." Got off the phone, turned off my ringer, ran downstairs, didn't linger. My brothers weren't paying attention because the game was on and my daddy was still at work. I ran around the corner to my girl, and she said, "Hold on, let's watch for his truck." She had a friend who had a friend for me, and I had to take one for the team. It was still okay because I just wanted to go to the party. 9 times out of 10, I would sip on a little something non-alcoholic. I don't like to be drunk in public, even though I had the option to have a glass of wine or two at the crib because, you know, I told you before, my grandfather was part French and Creole, so to him, drinking wine when you're under 21 is not even a crime. It's just what you do. I was chilling. Every song that the DJ was playing, I was chilling. There was a guy from across the room who was looking at me, but that nerd that I came with was occupying my other ear, you see. I needed him to back up. He wasn't somebody that I wanted to be spending any time with. Additionally, I was just being nice. I told him I had to go to the ladies' room. The guy from across the room decided to follow me. I did this one time in my life. There's no way I could do it twice. He followed. I led. Opened the door, pushed him in, closed it, and locked it without turning on the light. And I said, "Kiss me until you take my breath away. Touch me every place that you can until I say stop." But I had no intentions making it be something that I'd say that day. I was excited. I felt warm and tingly all over, and I wanted to get it right. He had been licking his lips for a while, and I saw that they were full, and all I wanted to do was suck and nibble on that bottom one. Oh, my. It was a lovely memory. I didn't even realize that he went to the rival school, that the next Friday would be playing against me. I didn't expect to ever see him again. And there he was, the star on the basketball floor. One time when he was going to do a free throw, he pointed at me, blew me a kiss, and shot and got them both. All I could think was, yeah, that red light special was the most. I need to do that again, even if he never becomes my boyfriend. In peace.
So you took it back to high school. And somebody that you had a crush for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see you. See, the bad thing is, he didn't hear you spit this.
That's
so
okay.
That he could say,
yeah, look. We grown now. He knows how I feel. We're good.
Gina Storm. Dope freestyle as usual.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love the stories within the stories of the freestyle. Because you was just chilling, and the DJ was playing the track that you was filling, and the guy that you came with was this nerd, but he wouldn't get off of you. He was, you know, he was just too close up on you. That's your fault for being, you know, that fine when you were that age. I mean, you can't fault the brother. I mean, you brought him to the party.
But the thing was, I was taking one for the team. That was my girlfriend's boyfriend's guy. He couldn't get a date, so I got stuck with him.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I made the best of it, though.
Hey, I know that's right. All right.
It all worked.
I know. Like I said, dope ink, though. But we're going to send you one over to the Get Down Dance Floor. Now, I didn't give the disclaimer at the top of the show from when y'all got out there on that dance floor, but if you're not vaccinated, you need to have your mask on, okay? I'm sorry, but, you know. People dying out here still.
Real.
So.
And that's real, and it needs to be said. So I appreciate that. One love,
absolutely.
One Mike. Y'all see you next week.
One love, one Mike. See you next week. On the way to the Get Down Dance Floor, ladies and gentlemen, Gina Storm. Man, Broski, are you ready for the next artist on the Get Down?
You know it, man.
All right, next up we got none other than Epiphany's own host of War Council, Fly Speak. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Thanksgiving, and all that good stuff.
Happy Kwanzaa, happy Passover, Shakespeare's birthday, Edgar Allan Poe's birthday, the Pope's birthday.
President's Day, Flagship Day, Donut Day. You know what? Let's just go ahead and just bring
Donut Holes Day.
Yeah, let's just bring him on in. Ladies and gentlemen, Epiphany's own Iron Man. He is none other than Mojave. What's good, bro?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
What's good? Great, bro. How are you, man?
You, sir. You know, I have to be in fine form, sir. I'm doing a little bit differently. You know, I'm outside.
Are you outside tonight?
I'm outside. Soaking up nature?
I actually soak up air conditioning. Anyway, yeah.
He's stupid. He's stupid.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, bro.
Not at all.
So fantastic show, probably. As usual.
Thank you, good bro.
We're just trying to keep up.
I'm trying to slow down.
I'm not having that conversation with you. Nope, not on the air.
Okay.
Not on the air. Nope, I'm not messing with you. Because you had a fantastic thing going on a couple of weeks ago, and it was fantastic, and you had poets, and you had T-shirts, and you had games, and you had vendors and all that other fly stuff, and the van showed up and took pictures with everybody, even the lady who was at the door, the person who pumped the gas, the homeless guy who was asking for spare change. It was incredible. So you all right.
See how my brother's doing?
I never saw Van Metal dance though. I didn't see him shake his. Is that right? I was dancing.
I was hemmed up by a few of the ladies.
Mojave, you notice how he said awa before anything else? Awa.
Yeah, I saw that. That's okay, man. We'll get you next time. We're not
Okay. J-Rap.
It's actually on you, Van.
No, it's not. I did just say Gina, bro.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah, that was on me, bro.
Then I get to talk to my cousin. Cuzzo.
You do.
Cuzzo, what's happening, man?
What's happening?
Listen. I know who I'm talking to. So, ladies and gentlemen, you need to get prepared. Cuzzo, tonight is the Red Light District Special Sensuous Poetry Edition of the Get Down. Is your music ready? And is your poetry ready?
Yeah, I think I'm okay. Yeah, I think I got it.
Cool. Then listen to this. Me and Van going to step aside, brother, and I'm dying to hear what you bring to the table, so we're going to let you go on ahead, do your Iron Man thing, and get on down.
Come to me. Let me drink you in, beside of you. How your eyes dance with every smile, asking my gaze to waltz with you. Let me steal a kiss. The taste of your lips is bliss. Let me take my time, slowly. Though my blood is in a rush, I ask you to hush and allow my cheeks to be painted with the blush of sudden heat and arousal. What are we if we are not our wants? Our desires acted out in our mind's eye, and here you are, a vision, beautiful, slowly becoming in a state of undress. As I passionately press my lips into the sensitive parts of you, sweetly, meekly, like I don't deserve you, or more like I was to preserve you. Your portion given to me is a way, is a play. How you grasp yourself and place on display,
these nipples asking to be tasted, the fupa rippling beneath tongue, electric waves, EDM songs sung, the vibes, the vibration, the maturation of the ideas of sex, the complex of touch, made so it's never too much, but this time is a factor. It's an issue of your soft tissue. Make you breathe. Confrontation. While your mind loses tracks and wonders, I just want to take you under while I go under. To surrender your celibacy. To get you to give all your levels. All your O's. Slow, slow. Give. Because you can't give no more. Home.
Yeah. Oh, see.
This
he went print
right
sexy
here?
Tonight.
Yeah, he did.
He went print sexy. Okay. Okay.
Okay, bye. Let me stop. Okay, I'm done. Bye. No, let me stop.
I see you, brother. I see you.
I
see you. I like this. I like this
thank
a lot. So this is what they call air conditioned poetry, huh? Okay.
Right. This dynamic artist known as Mojave Man. He decided to add the sensual tones to match the words and the cadence. You know, man. Dope Ink Mojave as always, bro. You be killing it, bro. You be killing it, man. Love it, man. Your pen, bro.
I thought.
See, he's so humble. He's like, I try. It ain't nothing big. It's just something that I do.
Look, I'm giving up. I'm going on a erotic poetry pause. I'll let you know when. I'm just focused on all other poems because, you know, I probably need to. But more importantly, you know, fun. A lot of folks who like this.
I'm not messing with
so
you. I'm not messing with you.
I know you got something going on in the Epiphany Radio universe, the next phase in online radio. So what do you have coming up, good sir? Can you, because I've been hearing it all week, and I'm excited, so
listen,
go ahead and let everybody
listen,
know.
Listen, I got Live Speak Open Mic next Tuesday. We got Red Riding Hood, super dope, Miami, Florida, crazy, tells it, beautiful, dope. I got a special guest, blow the doors off, it's pretty amazing, I'm very, very happy. And we gonna play super dope music. We gonna ask them for their musical things and what music means to them. It's gonna be some cool shit. I got a nice little format I'm gonna try out. It's gonna be good. So we do the Five Speak Open Mic. We're gonna give people, you know, give them the depth of people. It's gonna be real nice. All right. And then we're doing work council. We're gonna be talking about trauma bonding. And is it a real relationship with you? So I'm a bond. You know, I'm doing, it's going to be some crazy stuff, man. It's going to be great.
I like that. I'll be there. Count on it. For sure.
Thank you, sir.
For sure. All right, my brother, we're going to send you one over to that Get Down dance floor, man. The red light is on. There's plenty of Epiphany women over there, you know, from hosts to listeners to poets, just to everybody just waiting for your arrival, man. And me and J-Rob will be joining y'all real soon. But get over there, man, and hold it down for us.
All right, I'm going to see what I can do. I got a mean two-step, so, you know.
Hey, sometimes that's all it takes, man. That's all it takes.
That beats the stanky leg that I'm doing.
All right, bro. One love, one mic, man. Take your socks off, baby,
one love,
baby.
Baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's how host Tuesday night. Man, he got so many shows, man. Tuesday nights, Mojave. but we call him Iron Man, so make sure y'all tune in. Speaking of which, join us tomorrow night for Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric, at 10 p.m. Saturday night is Poetic Therapy with La Perla Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night will be the Inspiration Factory. Holding it down will be myself, Poetic, and the one, the only, Mr. Metaphoria. Monday night's going to be the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, For Real the Poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, Essentially Johnny's holding down the event page, La Perla Negra, and yours truly, Poetic, as we will be doing the works of one, For Real the Poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox. Tuesday night, you just heard his Fly Speak with Mojave, and then Wednesday night, you'll be in the Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra. And then we'll be right back here next Thursday for another fine edition of the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Great show, great, great show. Last words, I will start with my broski, J. Rob.
Listen, I just want to tell everybody, thank you so very much for coming through. Thank you for being a part of what it is that we do when we put the Get Down together. To Van Meadows, I want to salute you, King. Week in and week out, you put these ideas in my head, and we have these conversations, and the next thing you know, poof, it becomes magical. Bro, you're an outstanding cat, one of my better friends, one of my dopest brothers, just as much as if Miss Mary gave birth to you, man, and I love you, bro. And I love what we do here on the Get Down. And I cannot imagine me any place else on a Thursday night than me and you sharing these types of gifts with some of these most incredible poets. Incredible, incredible poets. Salute to you, sir. And salute to the Get Down. And to everyone who came through, God bless you all. And keep writing. And God bless your pens and your talents. We appreciate you and hope to hear from you again soon. Van Meadows.
Absolutely. First and foremost, I want to thank you, J. Rob, for being a dynamic brother, a friend, man. Hey, man, where I come from, man, blood is supposed to be family. But as I've often told you, bro, you're closer than any of my blood relatives that I have, man, and I appreciate you. I appreciate you as a friend, as a brother, and more importantly, as an artist. Because let's not forget, you are one heck of an artist, and your pen is exquisite and dynamic. So, bro, couldn't do this show without you, man. Appreciate you, bro. To
my man.
To the listeners, the poets, the hosts, hey, man, listen, without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. You know, we can come in and night out, show after show, and sit here and have conversations and sit here and just talk. But it's not about us. It's about you and your art. So we appreciate you. We appreciate your time, your energy, and the effort that you put forth to take 2 hours, 3 hours, however long it takes, and then to write some fresh ink to the topics that we have. And you are to be commended, because you don't have to, but you do. So we appreciate you. To our CEO, whom we will be honoring Monday night with his works, we thank him for this platform. We thank him for Epiphany Radio to be able to do these shows. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, please make sure that you keep our brother Sincere in your prayers. The brother has been tested positive with COVID, so we want to wish him a speedy recovery. So say a prayer for him tonight, if you will. Reach out to him. Let him know that you're praying for him. Ed McKinney on Facebook or under his stage name, Sincere. Please make sure that y'all keep that brother in prayer. I know I will, because you all kept me in prayer when I had COVID. So, and that's it. One love, one mic. Take your socks off. Peace. We'll see y'all tomorrow night.
You can't wait.
Peace.